This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Talk radio that you control, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And with you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Bonnie,
Lori,
and Nikki.
And we have some callers online, so I'm going to go straight into the callers. Caller, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Zephan.
Oh, hey, Zephan.
Hey, Zephan, what's up?
Not much. I just am calling to talk about, over the past couple weeks, it seems like everyone's been, focusing on all of the negative stuff that's being done by, governments in, Israel and the Middle East and all of that. So I wanted to talk about something positive that's being done, at this time, which is there's this really cool project called Crypto Aid Israel. It's a nonprofit, that allows for, people that are crypto enthusiasts to, not use the U.S. dollar, to, donate to people that are in need of it. So 100% of the proceeds go to support, rebuilding, South Israel that has been destroyed by, bombs and such, aid for the families killed and captured, and aid for the families of soldiers and first responders. So it's just a way for you to use non-murder dollars that basically fueled this whole thing. I mean, like, the whole thing is really boils down to the military-industrial complex making a quick buck. That's what it always comes down to. So you can opt out of that, while also directly helping people, because I'm always skeptical of these, like, big NGOs and, you know, saying that they'll do what they say that they'll do. But I looked into this organization, and it seems pretty legit. And best of all, like, you know, it's crypto, and the government doesn't get a cut. It just goes to help people that are just the victims in all of this. Like that, who I think have mostly been overlooked because everybody is, you know, digging their heels in whatever political camp they want to, which is fine, but, you know, there are consequences to that.
Yeah, I did want to ask you, like, if you had vetted it yourself, because that's just what I always think about these things, like, whether it's Kony 2012, if you guys remember that.
Oh, yeah, that was a big one.
Just, like, tons of things, like, even when Haiti had an earthquake in 2010, I think it was, there were so many things where you're giving money to them just kind of without paying much attention, and then, oh, it turns out that it was going to something really bad. I don't remember any details, but I know people can do their own research, but what did you find out as far as that goes for this one?
I did quite a bit of digging on this because, you know, I thought that Hamas was also using crypto, so I was like, okay, let me make sure I'm not accidentally donating to Hamas.
Oh, my God.
But there were several different websites that talked about this in depth, and it has the support of, like, of tons of different crypto organizations, like companies and like nonprofit groups. So it's sort of like a groundswell of like institutional support around this, which usually I'm also skeptical of, but I'm much less skeptical of institutional crypto than I am of institutional basically anything else.
And that makes sense.
But it is an amazing option for people who want to do something And I really appreciate you coming on and sharing this here, because you're right, there has been so much negativity. And even, like, depending on what, you know, social media accounts you follow, I mean, I've opened my Instagram a few times in the past couple of weeks to, like, really horrific things that I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't believe this got past whatever AI is flagging things, like some really, like, graphic, horrific things. And, you know, everybody's aggressively taking a side. You know, it's just, it's how it usually is with war. And it obviously, this is a terrible, awful thing that's happening, but I don't think we need to get, like, sucked into all of the negativity and the fear-mongering.
And the division.
And that's a huge thing, yeah.
Like, now the Western world versus Muslims, just because a group called Hamas did something. I think the most important
thing... Yeah, like, they're terrorists. Like, and I think to group entire groups of people because of... you know, some literal terrorists. I mean, I just think the whole thing is absolutely awful. So anything positive and productive that can be done to help...
Specifically the people who have been caught up in these government wars.
Yeah, absolutely.
So thank you for sharing that, Zephan.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it's just so tragic that part has been overlooked. I met quite a few people during a pork fest that are from Israel, and they've been talking to me, and it's just like, you know, you people don't think about it in the retrospect of, like, these are, like, people's actual lives.
Yeah.
You know, that are actually being impacted. Like in America, we don't really know what it's like to hear a bomb, you know, go off, and, like, consistently, but, like, there it's just a fact of life, like, and like, I'm not even trying to be like, oh, yeah, like, in Israel, they're the only ones dealing with it, like, no, obviously, people living in the Gaza Strip are also experiencing.
Well, yeah, I mean, this is a huge thing in the Middle East in general. I mean, there is constant war, constant.
Yep.
So anyone that really lives in that area, I mean, a lot of people that live in, like you said, like the Western world, like America and even, you know, like most of, you know, Western Europe, I mean, like, yeah, we're not used to this sort of stuff, you know?
Yeah. I mean, and we have the U.S. dollar to thank for it, quite frankly. And so what I really like about this is that it actually helps people, like, in both ways, because when you're donating dollars to, like, help somebody, you're kind of just recycling the, like, the destruction that will, like, continue as a result of you using their murder money.
Yep.
So, like, to be able to, like, use a peaceful means of exchange to facilitate even more peace, I think it's just great. Like, I love compounding things. Like, you know, like, for example, right now I'm, like, driving in the car and talking to you guys at the same time. I like to be efficient. I like being efficient in my transactions as well. So if I can foster peace while also fostering peace, like, why not do that? So it's, once again, guys, it's CryptoAid, Israel.com. I've edited it pretty extensively. I would love to be disproven, but, like, you know, it seems pretty good.
So. Yeah, I mean, if any of our listeners, you know, have any, you know, opposing information about this organization or the, you know, this, whatever, this program, they're more than welcome to call in and disagree with you or whatever. But
I definitely don't want to, like, promote something that would be doing the opposite of what these people who are giving want to do. So that's just the only reason I asked Zephan that question. But it sounds like a really great thing. I'm all for, you know, helping the people who are affected by government wars, no matter what side they're on. They didn't start this. And his point about not just further empowering the dollar when the government's, you know, they're not giving money to both sides. Did you know about this? It's a little weird. The United States government.
They kind of are. It's a little complicated. So Iran basically had $9 billion unfrozen by the U.S. government, which sort of allowed for Hamas to get a lot of, capital for weaponry, and then, you know, there was the whole Afghanistan situation that made it so that a ton of U.S. weaponry was left in the Middle East, a lot of it going back to Hamas. So even if it's not direct foreign aid, which, again, there is also
kind of
direct foreign aid and humanitarian aid, which Hamas uses to buy rockets because that's what happens when you give a terrorist organization money. Like, shocker, they don't use it to buy bandages and food. They use it to buy bombs and bullets. That being said, I think that this is a way of getting around it. And one other thing that I would recommend people do is that even if they don't have money or crypto, I guess, specifically to donate to this project, something else that's super helpful would be if you could go onto their website and then look at their info email. It's like info@cryptoaidisrael.com or something. Double check. And email them and ask them to offer more cryptocurrencies, because at the moment they only offer Bitcoin and Ethereum. And I'd like to at least see, you know, Monero, Bitcoin Cash, Dash, like just some of these other currencies that people actually use as currencies, you know, not just like things
digital
that
gold
they never spend because the fees are so bloody high. I mean, the transaction for me for the $50 donation or whatever was like 30 cents, but that's because it was a good day to donate. But 30 cents is still way too high, in my opinion, for a crypto transaction, especially when there's so many other options out there.
It really is. Thank you so much. It's a good time for me to bring up Dash, because Dash transactions are always less than a penny. And that's why we on Free Talk Live think that it's really a good cryptocurrency to use. So this hour of Dash is brought, this hour of Free Talk Live is brought to you by Dash Digital Cash. Dash is the cryptocurrency designed to be used for spending. In addition to being one of the world's first cryptocurrencies, Dash was the first crypto project to have a decentralized, autonomous organization that to this day continues to improve and promote Dash. Every month, 10% of the mining rewards go into a treasury. Anyone with one Dash to spend can put forward a proposal to the Dash masternodes. The masternodes vet the proposals and decide which ones move forward and are funded by the treasury. Nowadays, DAOs are plentiful, but Dash paved the way by doing it first nearly a decade ago. Dash is one of the oldest cryptocurrencies and is widely available on exchanges, including the decentralized Maya protocol and in multi-crypto wallets. It's easy to get and use Dash. Start by learning more at Dash.org. Thanks to the Dash DAO for sending us 32 Dash per month to promote Dash on the air. Visit Dash.org to learn more about Dash. Dash.org. I just think a 30-cent transaction is crazy. Even if that doesn't sound like a lot, it's the fact
Tell
that...
Tell us some Bitcoin rate.
That's what Bitcoin has, or I think that's what he was saying. His Bitcoin one was 30 cents. I guess I didn't hear if he said Bitcoin or Bitcoin
Cash.
Yeah,
I guess it depends what amount you're sending. Right?
Either way, it's like, this should be something that you spend instead of the dollar. Like, today I bought a 75-cent piece of chocolate. It's not that common, but imagine if I used Bitcoin and it was a dollar and 5 cents.
It makes people not want to use it. Yeah. It makes it impossible to use it for day-to-day transactions, right? Like when I use cash, I don't have to pay a fee. Or, I mean, like tax, but that's a completely different monster. But like when I buy something on my credit card, you know, I don't have to do that. So it's nice that Dash provides a crypto that is actually usable day-to-day.
Yeah, and the person accepting your credit card does have to pay a fee, which
yeah,
sucks.
Yeah, they do, yeah.
So, you know, even for the people selling things, they would be paying a fee on these transactions.
And I don't know if you've noticed, but a lot of stores, especially like mom-and-pop stores, I think the credit card fees have gone up because now they're, you know, passing it back to the person buying or using the credit card, rather, and they're making them cover the fees.
I've
seen that a lot more lately, which I actually kind of like, because one, why do businesses have to eat those credit card fees? And two, people should be encouraged to use cash or other forms of payment.
Well, we're moving back on to the calls. We have an unscreened caller. Unscreened caller, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hello. Not much. I was just listening now. Thank you guys for supporting, you know, the innocent.
Oh, yeah. Well, thank you so much for that. Yeah, the people who are just living their lives and, you know, caught up in this war, I guess it is now, in Israel, they're innocent people who don't deserve what's happening to them. And, yeah, I'm always going to support the people over the government.
Yeah, absolutely. It is kind of gross how people are even picking a side.
Yeah,
in something like this, you know what I mean? Like both sides are wrong. Both sides are government, and it's interesting to see a lot of like freedom loving people, like libertarians, you know, picking either Israel. Like people, yeah, I see a lot of people picking both sides, and I think both sides are wrong. And there was something I wanted to read earlier, but I just didn't get the chance to. But something, a post I found that I actually thought I was going to get a lot of hate for posting this on social media. And I actually, a lot of people were very receptive to it. Not like I mind making waves, even if I did get hate. I, you know, I'm going to post it regardless. But I do not stand with Israel. I do not stand with Hamas. I do not stand with Ukraine. I do not stand with Russia. I stand with the individuals who are held hostage by government. And that is exactly what is happening here. This is government, you know, governments attacking other governments, but really governments attacking individuals, and there are a lot of civilian casualties, especially with the conflict that's going on in Israel, in the Gaza Strip, in Palestine. There are a lot of civilian casualties.
That's why I find it so weird when people are like, oh, there's a war here that, you know, in Israel, and we're going to now hate people from Israel.
Yeah.
It's like, what are the people there? Do you agree with what your government does? Do you agree with what your neighbor does?
Like, yeah,
do
like, what are their...
Everybody around you?
Yeah, like real Israeli people, they're innocent. You know what I mean?
They're
like
just individuals.
It's the military people and it's the government officials, just like every single war, just like World War II, just like World War I. These are the people in power. These are politicians. These are governments.
Making decisions for everyone.
Exactly. And it's always wrong.
Hamas, I mean, it's not a government, but it's the same exact thing. It's a gang of people who have grab the most power in an area, and they're causing really bad things happen to not only the people in Israel since they bombed them, but also, you know, the power being turned off in the Gaza Strip and the water being turned off, and people can't even go to the hospital and get saved when they're getting hit by bombs right now because Israel, the government, is turning off the water supplies. So, like,
and bombing and telling people to flee and then bombing the exit.
Wow, that's terrible.
I mean, like, so that's why, like, a lot of people are standing with Israel simply because of Hamas. But, like we just said, Hamas does not represent all of Palestine. And Israel is just as guilty in this whole conflict. And, you know, I can't take either government side.
Right. Me either. And I've always said the same thing about Russia and Ukraine.
Yeah, absolutely.
I only care about the innocent people getting caught up in this and, you know, getting drafted to be in this war for Zelensky and Putin.
But absolutely. And I think it is very different with Israel because it makes it, like, it turns it into a religious war, right? So, like, all of, like, the very religious people, that makes them more likely to pick a side. And a lot of people are like, this is the holy war. I mean, last Wednesday or last Saturday or last Sunday? I mean, like, so many people were calling in, like, no, you don't have to worry. This is all God's doing. Like, people were making it so religious.
Wow.
And I'm like, this has nothing to do with the Bible.
My God,
this has nothing to do with any holy book. This has nothing to do with religion. This has nothing to do with God. Or maybe it does have something to do with religion, whatever. But this is people being murdered. Like, you cannot justify this with your religion.
Right.
You can't. Stop trying to. Like, this is not a good thing. And if your God wants this to happen, then maybe, you know, you should take a deeper look at your religion and whether it is so peaceful and so loving.
Right. I agree.
Organized religion is just another control method.
Absolutely.
I mean, they tell you from a young age, if you don't agree with everything that we say and do, you're going to hell or
the fear mongering, right?
Whatever the thing is. And so, you know, you grow up like that and you get brainwashed into just going along with it.
Absolutely. Yeah.
It's definitely one of those things we were talking about at the beginning and at the beginning of the show with Mark Passio about ways to control human beings' minds. It's kind of a trap. And I'm not just saying if you believe in a spiritual reality. I do. So it's not about that.
It's different. It's like Lori said, it's the organized.
Right.
And I don't even want to pretend like all organized religion is always bad. You know, I've said this on the show before. If you can get good things out of it, then that's great. But I think, like, the collectivism aspect of it, if you can't separate yourself from that religion and from that group of people and look at things objectively as an individual and make your own decisions based on what is ethical and what is right and, like, the real peaceful, loving thing to do, then no, I don't think that's positive. I don't think that's a positive thing. And if you're only supporting war and you're only supporting Israel or Palestine or whatever because of your religion, like, that's kind of, I think that's negative.
Yeah. I mean, you should have your own ability to know what's right and wrong. And if your pastor is telling you something that you know deep inside is not right, then you should be able to change your mind, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Without being shamed and without being, like, fear-mongered. You're going to go to hell. God's not going to accept you into his loving arms in the afterlife. That's weird.
And that's the worst part is, like, this happens to children who don't have the ability to, like, think at this level yet.
Yeah, and that was, you know, I didn't grow up very religious, but we did go to church a little bit, and I did grow up, like, Catholic, and then we changed into Lutheran, whatever, like, different forms. But, and my sister had the same experience as well. Like, we did not grow up super religious. We didn't even go to church a lot. But still, when I started to discover a different form of spirituality within myself, and I started to recognize, no, like, a lot of the thing, like, I don't really agree with, like, a lot of, like, Christianity and a lot of those organized religions. Like, once that started to not make sense to me anymore, I still held on to it out of fear of going to hell, because even as someone who grew up not very religious, that was the one thing that stuck, that fear-mongering as a child. And it was just like, I don't actually believe in this, but I have to pretend I do, because what if?
Yeah.
That like, what if that lingers? And I think that lingers for a lot of people into their adult life, and they're almost, like, not able to think rationally and make their, like, form their own beliefs and their own opinions because of that.
Yeah, fear keeps people from opening their mind at all about any subject, so I would definitely agree. We have another caller on the line. We have Tim from Florida. Tim, what's on your mind?
Oh, I've got so much on my mind. Well, collectivism, you mentioned, and I'm thinking of, how service in the IDF, the Israeli Defense Force, it's obligatory not only for all Israeli citizens, but it's also obligatory for all permanent residents of Israel, even if they are not Israeli citizens.
Oh, wow. I think I did hear that before, that even if you go immigrate to Israel, well, you still have to sign up for, like, a year. You can stay on the line, by the way, Tim, if you have more to say. But, yeah, you have to do a year of being in the IDF or something, Israeli Defense Force, in Israel if you move there. So, yeah, that's slavery. That's all it is. Controlling other people and forcing them to be in your military, even if they were born there or what, it doesn't matter. Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160 is the number to get on with us. More coming up.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
USA News Update. President Biden has stated that it appears a Palestinian terrorist group is responsible for the explosion at a Gaza hospital that resulted in hundreds of casualties. Speaking in Tel Aviv earlier today, Biden emphasized that the U.S. stands unequivocally for the protection of all civilian lives during conflict.
Israel must again be a safe place for the Jewish people. And I promise you, We're going to do everything in our power to make sure there will be.
On Wednesday, a large group of anti-Israel protesters occupied the U.S. Capitol's rotunda in Washington, D.C., protesters demanding and calling for a ceasefire in Gaza as they chanted while holding banners and signs, "Jews, ceasefire now." Joran Vandersloot confessed to killing Natalie Holloway back in 2005 when she was visiting Aruba, Natalie's mother.
After 18 years, Natalie's case is solved.
Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. This is all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Appreciate what we do. Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Radio that you control. 603-283-6160 is the phone number to get in on the conversation. Bring up whatever you want. It's up to you because it's Free Talk Live. We've been having a pretty lively conversation, well, a bunch of them tonight. And whatever you want to bring up, it's up to you. 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's me, Bonnie,
Lori,
and Nikki.
And I'm just going to get right into you guys' phone calls and thoughts. We have Tim from Florida. I'm not sure which one it is because it looks like there's two now. Tim?
Yeah, sorry about that. Can you hear me?
That's fine. Yep, I can hear you.
Okay, yeah, something happened on the other line. I'm not sure.
Okay, I'll drop it.
I just wanted to follow up that so there was a hospital in the Gaza Strip that was bombed, and from what I can tell, I think it's the same hospital that's being described in the news segment on the break. And basically the state of Israel is saying that Hamas did it, but everyone in Gaza is saying that Israel did it. And when I say that, I'm just saying that people like on Twitter and stuff, you know, uploading video feeds and stuff. And you notice I said it's a Baptist hospital. I didn't say it's a Muslim hospital. And I just wanted to draw attention to the fact that, number one, there are Arab Jews that live in Gaza, and there are Arab Christians that live in Gaza.
I never really heard that before. Honestly, I didn't know. I just figured they wouldn't live there.
They're a very small percentage. Yeah, they're a very small percentage. And part of the reason is, over time, they've been driven out of Palestine. So when I lived in California, for example, on my block, there was actually a family of Palestinians that owned three businesses. They owned an Italian restaurant, a convenience store, and a hamburger joint. And yeah, they were always really nice. And if I recall, they were Christians, not Muslims, you know. But a lot of the Christians that originated in Palestine, they went abroad.
So they just like left and came to America because they were in Palestine and had to leave. Well, that's an interesting point. I hadn't really thought much about it because a lot of people, you know, they're like, well, I'm Jewish, so of course I support Israel, but that doesn't really make a lot of sense, does it? If you support a government bombing an area that also has Jews in it, but I mean, yeah. You just shouldn't support murder, and that's a better place to start from.
Well, and another thing is the fact that you have these hostages, and even on the news break that, you know, the other day, they were, maybe it was a few days ago, they said basically that Israel was bombing Palestine, and they still didn't know where the hostages were. Oh, okay, so you don't know where the hostages are, but you're carpet bombing Palestine. Wow, that's really smart.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense. See, honestly, it's a little hard for me to keep up with every single detail of this because
I don't
feel
even
like
want to.
A lot of it could just be like fake stuff that's you know, intended to get people angry. I hate to say it, but it happens.
The propaganda, well, that's war propaganda is absolutely real, and we're even seeing a lot of that. I mean, like
it's like the ghost of Kiev in Ukraine. That was fake.
But even like as simple as just like people posting stuff on Facebook and, you know, like you're changing your, like how people were changing their profile pictures to like the Ukrainian flag. Like who was the first person to do that? Does anybody know? Because thousands of people were doing it. Right. So like somebody, and to me, like, I don't want to be like, everything's a conspiracy, but it really does feel that way.
Well, there are bots.
I mean, there,
internet.
I mean, and a lot of this stuff is proven, and again, going back to, like, what we were talking about in the very first segment of the show, where there's the real truth, and then there's what you believe and your biases, and if you try to get to the root of the real truth, like, are there bots on Facebook? Is this, you know, is the Ukrainian flag profile picture, is that, you know, is supporting this one side? Is that all war propaganda? If you try to dive into that and get to the root of that and the truth, people will be like, oh, no, you can't go against the narrative.
Right.
You're a racist, or you're this, or you're that.
It's
you know, we're going to ostracize you because you don't believe in what we're believing in, you know.
Well, it's weird, too, because it's like a trend.
Yeah.
People post this picture, like Becky who's selling Scentsy on Facebook and just posting silly TikToks. You don't care.
Yeah, don't pretend like you care. Yeah, exactly. But they have to, or
it's
else
trendy, or else, you know, you'll be looked at like you're not part of the group anymore.
Yeah. Or the Black Lives Matter thing. I mean, like, there's all of those things where, like, especially if you were a business owner, a small, like, any you know, anything, if you didn't change your profile to like the black, they did a black square for on Instagram or whatever, or if you don't say that you're an anti-racist in your profile, people will boycott you and you will get canceled, and it happens to like random people.
You're not virtue signaling hard enough.
Yeah, exactly. So and it's almost difficult to even know. It's like randomly selected, like which celebrity is going to be canceled for something they said 10 years ago today, you know, and it's all of this stuff. I mean, it's not necessarily connected to the war in Ukraine or to the war in Israel, but it all of that perpetuates what is happening here.
And if you are just a person who wants to get to the truth of the matter of whatever you're investigating, well, you got to get used to sometimes being looked at in an unpopular light, and sometimes, you know, the complete opposite. In 2016, I was like a Facebook warrior, like always posting about like the cops are really bad.
Yeah.
And I said we should abolish the police on Facebook. And this girl called me a racist for that in 2016. Now, fast forward 2020, it would be like, thank you for standing in solidarity. It doesn't even make any sense. She said
exactly.
I made a confused face. She said I was racist because she was a girl that worked at the same bank I used to work at in 2016. And she was like, I don't remember what type of native, but she's a native of Alaska, and I don't want to say the wrong one if I'm wrong. And she was saying, like, well, people in my community, like, we don't have that much money. You think we have the money to hire our own security? As if it has anything to do with race, you know? Like, the amount of money you have doesn't have to do with race. And second of all, if you're not being taxed for paying for the police, like being forced to pay for the police, you'd have a little bit more money to possibly, you know, buy yourself a gun or do whatever else you wanted to do to keep yourself safe that's currently illegal right now.
Because, yeah, but people can't think that hard.
No. But we do have more people on the call. Thank you, Tim from Florida, for the call. Unscreened caller, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hello. I was calling earlier, but then I didn't have anything to talk about, but now I have a lot to talk about. It was weird because I couldn't... I'm in the chat right now. You have rights, costs, have duties is my YouTube handle.
Okay.
But I had some stuff to talk about, but I couldn't tell the temperature of the room, and I said thank you for standing up for the innocent. And yeah, there are innocent on both sides, but I really do believe that Israel is an oppressive people that are trying to take people and force apartheid. That's the ideas of building walls, separate nations. And they're the number one, like, model for that around the world right now at this time that we speak of, and until the dehumanizing border wall at the United States border gets built, which is only a wall to keep us in. There's some people in chat. There's a guy, Johnny Be Good, I believe, in chat talking about how he wishes he had a spot on a reservation instead of having to live the life he's living now. And I asked him if he's ever lived on a reservation, and he said no. And I was going to tell him, okay, good, have fun being forced to the only girls around you are your cousins.
Have you lived on a reservation? Just curious. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay, I was raised on Yaba Shoshone Native American Reservation in Nevada.
Oh.
I was adopted at 12 years old. I was a white boy kid. They call me Divo. Divo is basically Shoshone for white devil. But they call me that affectionately what kind of person I am. I'm a young white male that they invited onto their ranch on a reservation in the middle of the mountains to live with them and help them and stuff. But I was a really good helper.
Ignorant that comment is you're bringing up is the idea that, like, if he would rather...
I know what you're saying, that it sounds ignorant and everything, but listen,
oh, no, not
out.
You. Sorry, I didn't mean you. Hold on. I'm going to put you on hold really fast. I just want to get my thought out. The thing that's ignorant about the comment he was responding to is people act like, you know, oh, the natives are ungrateful because...
They're taken care of or whatever.
Yeah, they get a small amount of money each day. They've been completely ripped away from their old knowledge and heritage via, like, the schools that they used to put them through in the 1800s. Mm-hmm. And
they still do that.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, this has been happening for hundreds of years since, like, the colonization of the United States. And I think
residential schools.
Oh, yeah. Have?
I think that there's some still. I know that there was some, like, up until
in Canada, there
and
are, at
I
least.
I think in Canada, yeah. Yeah,
absolutely.
Still residential schools.
I mean, like they say, it was just as bad in Canada as it was in the United States.
And just being
it's still going on, yeah.
Given money doesn't, like, solve every single part of your life. It actually really takes away the person's spirit and wanting to do better. And it's a huge reason why people in many different places in America do worse because of all the welfare that gets pumped into this area. So cops have duties. What else is on your mind?
Can I say something? Sorry. I was saying, yes, those are awesome. Thank you, ladies. The thing about it is that the reservations are exactly internment camps. They are apartheid Israel. Even to this day, like you guys brought up the money aspect of it, that money can't buy you happiness because of all the stuff they've been taken from them. But the money aspect of the United States government shadows the people's minds and thinks, oh, these people are just freeloaders or something. It's like, no. on the reservation, it was disgusting because they tell these people, it's like I get called sovereign citizen all the time for my belief in knowing the law. But I always tell people, I say, no, I have the right to be sovereign, and I have also a right to not be a United States citizen. And they call the Native American reservation a sovereign nation, yet if you ever have been on a reservation for any length of period of time, there's this thing called the Bureau of Indian Affairs, which they're not even Indians. They're Native American. They don't want to be called Indian. They never was called Indian before in their lives, back in the day. Indian is a white man's oppressive term, and so there's this Bureau of Indian Affairs that takes over their entire life. They show up from time to time to tell them how to live in their house, to tell them what they can have on their yard. It's basically an overgrown homeowners association, and the sovereign nation does not exist. They do not just get paid free money to just sit around. No, they have to perform. It's pure slavery.
That's
and on
terrible.
Top of it, yeah, they have to perform for the Bureau of Indian Affairs. If they do not fall in line, it's like Child Protective Services. Mm-hmm. They tell you to clean your living room, and then you show them how good you can clean your living room, but then they say, no, you can't see your kid until you clean your kitchen.
Yeah,
but
there's always something. They're always moving the bar.
Yes, you have to clean the kitchen how we want you to clean the kitchen. And pretty soon it's not your child. It's not your kitchen. It's not your life. You're just an existence on this earth, meaningless and just in nothing. Rampant alcohol abuse on Native mm-hmm. American reservations is a given, not because they love to drink alcohol, but because what are you supposed to do when you don't own your house, you don't own your children, you don't own your life, and then you get talked crap about because you're inbreeding with your cousin because your cousin's the only female available on the reservation.
Well, thank you so much for the call. Cops Have Duties. That was super enlightening and absolutely terrible. I find new reasons to hate the United States government every single day. And Jesus, I don't know. It just sounds I understand why somebody would turn to alcoholism. Like you said,
yeah,
if you don't own
depression.
Your life,
yeah.
It's depressing.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like it perpetuates this sense of hopelessness. And I think, everything he was saying was absolutely true. And this is just stuff I hear just from being, on the obscure sides of the internet, right? And just like different research that I've done. I don't think it is common knowledge, especially for people living on like the East Coast, because the Trail of Tears and all of these people were like exiled to the western side of the United States. So we don't even really have, I don't even really know any natives really, because I guess you could say, I mean, my family is like historically native from like hundreds of years ago in Mexico. Right. So like, but very different, like not like actual real Native American people.
I grew up in, 5 years of my life I spent in Utah, and I finished high school there. But the thing about it is, these people that lived right outside of the military base that I lived on a reservation, and honestly, I can never remember. Oh, it's Goshu Indians, Goshu Natives. Sometimes I am not used to saying natives, because it's just like I always said Indian as a kid, but it doesn't make any sense to call people Indian just because Christopher Columbus thought they were
exactly
Indians.
Exactly, it's an incorrect term. I always said Native Americans. That's what I was taught in the public schools that I went to.
To me, that didn't even pop up until I was a teenager. Yeah.
Yeah, no, we were doing that on the East Coast in like the early 2000s, I guess. But it was always like, if you said Indian, it was like not PC. But a lot of older folks, like my mom always says Indians, and I'm always correcting her. Not even just because I'm like, Mom, stop being racist. It's it's just incorrect.
But the
Indians are from India. You know what I mean?
Right. That's the thing that made me stop stewing. I was like, it doesn't even make sense. But
yeah, exactly.
The thing about it is, these people that lived, I'm not going to collectivize all them. There was like tons of people that lived on this reservation off of Dugway Proving Ground, Utah. They were just always very happy and nice. And they didn't want to talk about stuff like that. Like, I just feel like I would have never learned this stuff because, you know, they never talked about stuff like this. Like, I even one time kind of embarrassed myself because I found out from a 26-year-old girl that was working with me, and I was 18, that she had a really crazy spiritual encounter. Maybe I shouldn't even say what it is. In fact, I don't even like saying the word, but with something that's sort of evil. And
I know what you're talking about. Yeah,
I worked with her mom later, and I was like, "So your daughter was telling me this when I worked with her at the other store, like," and she was like, really, like, 100%, we don't talk about that. Like, I don't know why my daughter
did. So do you think maybe, like, the experience you had was due to a certain sense of privacy that they have?
Yeah, it's just, like, mistrust. Like,
trying to maintain honor, right? Yeah, so you're, like, the white girl from the military ground, like, you know, like, kind of like an outsider, right? And
right,
I'm not trying to say this to be offensive either. It's just kind of, like, the facts, right?
Right.
Especially if you're kind of segregated in a way on these reservations, it's like, okay, so for hundreds of years, my people have been, you know, enslaved and, you know, completely, you know, have, like, everything stripped from us by the white colonizers that came in and, you know, created the United States of America and, you know, did all these awful atrocities to these people. So, like, after hundreds of years of that, even, like, innocent individuals that are just also victims of the United States government, you know, it is hard to kind of trust. Yeah, to relate, but, like, also to trust outsiders. It's like, okay, like, these are the people I know. This is safe. I know these people aren't going to do anything to harm me or whatever. So it does make sense, like, unless somebody was living on the reservation and was kind of like an insider, why you would maybe not even know this information, because, like, the honor and the pride aspect of it.
And we were really friendly in general. Like, she was a very nice lady. And, I mean, every single person from the reservation that I met while I lived there was, like, really nice to you. It's not that it was like they hate white people or anything like that.
But there has to be, like, a certain level of trust before you're going to
talk about things like that with her.
Exactly. Yeah, right. Like, it that's, like, a next level of friendship and trust, you know? So I guess that's what I meant by it. But also recently I learned, and I don't know if this is true, but I learned that, like, the price of groceries and the price of goods on certain Native American reservations are, like, astronomical.
Yeah, I, like, saw a picture like that once.
I saw it was, like, on Instagram, like, a thread of photos. And, like, again, that was something I had no clue about.
Government price control is so crazy. So all this money, quote unquote, it's really not that much.
No, it doesn't seem like that's, like, from my perspective, I'm like, I wouldn't think that these are privileged people. Like, this seems like they have been
traumatized.
Yeah, and just completely taken advantage of. And I want to use the word disrespected, but it's so much worse than that. Like, just the U.S. government has been wronging these people for so long, and it's like giving them casinos and money, like, that's not going to fix what, like, they need freedom. They, you know, and it's just like, how do you reconcile that? It's a huge issue, and I'm really glad the caller called in, and
yeah, it was really interesting.
I'm glad we're having this conversation, because, like, obviously, like, this isn't a conversation we would normally have on this show.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, the beauty of Free Talk Live and a caller driven show is because we have conversations like this, and it can help us to open our minds as well.
And I titled the show tonight, "Is Freedom of Speech Still Illegal?" Because freedom of speech is something really important to us here on Free Talk Live for exactly the reasons Nikki just said. And we're going to go to break soon, but I'm going to get into this Reason article that makes me question if freedom of speech is even still a thing. This is from Reason.com. It says, "Iowa man files a lawsuit after being arrested twice for criticizing the police at a public meeting." And he says, "Ironically, the actions of the police department have only proven my point." Says, "Officials in a small Iowa town twice arrested a young man for criticizing the police department and saying it violates people's civil rights. Now the town is facing a lawsuit for violating his civil rights," which is, I'm glad that that's happening. I hope they lose. In a federal lawsuit filed Thursday in the U.S. District Court of the Southern District of Iowa, Noah Peterson says the town of Newton violated the 1st, 4th, and 14th Amendments when the police chief arrested him for speaking during the public comment period of a city council meeting. Arrested for speaking at a public meeting.
Right.
It's crazy. Peterson is represented by the Institute for Justice. Oh, we keep talking about them. They're just great. A libertarian-leaning public interest law firm. Quote, the mayor and police chief had Noah arrested, jailed, strip-searched, and criminally prosecuted simply because they didn't like what Noah had to say, unquote. And the lawsuit states.
What did they charge him with?
That's what I'm wondering, because, like, they said it's for speaking, and I'm sure that that was the reason, but what did they write down as the reason?
Right.
Because they always have to write something that sounds bad and, like,
right,
he actually
yeah.
did something wrong.
Something legitimate.
Quote, the suit is filed to vindicate the fundamental right to criticize the government without fear of retaliation and to ensure the constitutional accountability of all government officials, unquote. Peterson was prompted to speak at an October 3rd, 2022 Newton City Council meeting after the release of body cam footage showed Newton officers arresting a college football player, Tavin Galanakis. Galanakis was arrested for driving under the influence despite blowing a 0.0 on a breathalyzer. Oh, that happened to me before. And passing roadside sobriety tests. He was taken to the police station for further drug tests, all of which came back negative before eventually being released. And they'll do that. You can blow 0.00 and they will say, yeah, but you smell like alcohol, so we're going to have to take you in. And they're just lying.
Yeah,
you know?
And that's why I had an attorney who specializes in DUIs say to me, and he also has a history as a state trooper, so he's been on both sides of this, and the advice he gave to me was, if you ever get pulled over, even if you think you're sober, never, ever, ever, ever blow in a breathalyzer, because especially if you've been drinking, I mean, that's just, like, evidence against you. Hmm. And even if you haven't, even if you think you're going to blow a zero, I mean, they misconstrue everything. So it's like the same thing. It's like, don't talk to cops. You know, if somebody's coming at you, even like, not even just cops, like if anyone who is trying to build a case against you, essentially, so especially cops,
yeah,
just don't say anything. And that's the best thing you can do.
So you blew a 0.0 and they still arrested you?
Yeah, they said that I smelled like alcohol and I didn't. I just didn't. So that's a whole long story. But getting back into this Reason.com article, we're going to talk about the guy who was arrested for freedom of speech. 603-283-6160. We won't arrest you for using your freedom of speech. It's Free Talk Live.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.